Hilfer's birthday?
Nothing. Someone had to tell me it was his birthday, so I missed him on that one.
How's your offseason been going?
Oh, it's going great. It flew by, went a little too fast, though. So, but Monday, we start back up here. I look forward to seeing everyone get back and everyone getting to work together finally.
Rob talked last week about being back and seeing the guys and being back in the locker room. It's got to be a good feeling to be back in the room.
Yeah, it's always exciting. It's kind of like your first day back at school, I guess. You get to see everyone after the break and get to catch up with some friends you hadn't seen too much of lately, and you get to work together, push each other, see if other guys have been working as hard as you have, and it's a good time to see everyone back.
Have you had a chance to see or talk to David Guglielmo yet?
Yeah, I have met him and talked to him. We didn't really talk about too much, just get to know each other a little bit and talk about what he's done and what he kind of has in store for us. But he seems like a great guy, and I look forward to working with him.
After the season ends, how long does it take before you feel physically okay?
Well, I think that depends on how long you've been playing. I think for me, it takes a little bit longer every year. So I like to take some time off and not too much lounging, but just doing stuff I enjoy, getting out, having a little bit of fun, and get some quality time at home with the kids. We'll miss a lot of that during the season.
How long does it take, Logan, for you to regenerate?
Not too long. Once you get back over here, I like to train here, so once I get back over here, you kind of get the juices going again. And this year, I was fortunate. Dan Conley's been here with me the whole time, and we've been training together, so it's been a good partnership right now.
How different is it going to be not working with Dante after so many years?
It will be. It's going to be a big change. I was lucky enough to have him for 9 seasons. I wish that could have continued, but he put in his time and he earned the right to retire. And I think last time I talked to him, he was enjoying life right now and he's staying busy. So, but it will be a lot different. That's the only O-line coach I've known for quite a while now. So it'll be a little bit of a change.
Do you guys as players have expectations for what you want out of a coach?
Yeah, I think me personally, I just want a coach that's fair. He's going to treat everyone the same. There's no one on a pedestal. He's going to work as hard. He's not going to let us get away with things. And I think I learned to appreciate that from Dante. And he was a hard coach, but he was a fair coach. And we always knew he had our backs. And he demanded a lot of us. But I think that's what made a lot of us good players. And that's why he was such a successful coach and lasted so long.
Logan, with the moves that the Patriots have made this offseason, Revis Brown or Edelman, Vince, all these guys, to make it exciting to come back to work and get going again?
Yeah, it's exciting. You always hope you can add players that will help your team, and I don't know if they're going to help our team yet. It's only April. We don't even have a final roster yet, so we'll find out in September if we're any better. But it's always exciting to see new faces that you think are quality guys and quality players.
Logan, you've been here a long time, and you obviously take pride in the uniform and take pride in what this organization represents. But when you see guys like Brandon Spikes go out the door, even Akeem to a degree, kind of take shots at the organization, does that bother you?
Well, you know, everyone has their own opinions, and everyone likes to think they know it all, so you know, it doesn't really bother me too much. I know what we have here. I know the owner very well now over the years, and I know our head coach, and those guys, they care about the team and they care about winning football games. So whatever anyone says, it kind of rolls off our backs. We know what we have here.
Right now you guys have the same 5 starters up front coming back this year. What does that say about you guys from a continuity perspective?
Well, it's always good. We know what we're doing, but it always comes down to making the right blocks and doing a good job. So we like the group we have. We like the guys in that room. They're all hardworking guys that they try very hard and they work hard. So hopefully we could have a good season together and everyone can stay healthy and we could play good.
On that note, were you happy in particular to see Ryan re-sign?
Oh, of course. Ryan's he's a great guy, good teammate, good player, and he grew up through this system, and he paid his dues, and he's done a great job for us the last 2 years, and hopefully he could build on that and have a better season this year.
Yeah. Since you have all five starters coming back, what improvements can you guys make as a unit on the offensive line?
Wow. We can improve every game. Even if people said we had a good game, there's still spots we need to improve. So, but I think that goes for every team, every line. It's never going to be perfect. It's never as good as you want it to be. Even when it's good, it's never that good. So, but there's always things we could work on: run blocking, pass blocking, communication. There's just football is a never-ending thing. You're never where you want to be.
Were you happy with last season? The offensive lines.
Yeah, I think we had a good season. It wasn't perfect, but we did fairly well. It never matters what I think. It's always what Bill thinks. So, to me, his opinion and my O-line coach's opinions are the only ones that matter. So, as long as he hasn't fired me yet, so I think it went all right.
With the pre-draft process in full swing, what do you remember about this time of year when you were a collegiate?
Well, it was a busy time of year. I think I had to visit a couple teams, and then I worked out for a couple teams, and you're still training. I had my second child was about to be born, so it was a wild experience. And then the whole draft day was pretty fun. We made a good party out of it and had some fun, and then ended up getting drafted pretty high, so that was great.
When a former teammate, for example, Brandon, goes off on the team, says some weird things, predicting wins, do you find it amusing or annoying? Or is that just Brandon?
I think I don't pay too much attention to the media that much anyway, so I've only heard guys joking around about what he said. So, but I think it's just Brandon being Brandon. He has a pretty good sense of humor, I think. Well, I don't know if it's good, but he likes to make jokes, and I don't know if he was joking or if he was serious, but it's just, I think that Spikes being Spikes.
Well, with the new coach coming in, how much might your role change from a leadership perspective?
Yeah, it might not. I'm kind of the leader of that room before, so I would assume it would be about the same. But it just depends on how things are going and what is happening. It's hard to predict how things are going to go.
Mentioned you've been working out with Dan Connolly. Is that something new, Logan, that you guys sort of struck up this year?
Yeah, it's just been in years past. I had surgeries, he had surgeries. We had the whole lockout thing, so it's been we used to a long time ago until certain things have kind of changed that, and this year was nice to get back together.
Because you guys obviously didn't have other things to deal with, like the surgeries. And
yeah.
How does it work out? Hey, I'll meet you at the stadium. Or?
Yeah, we meet every morning at a certain time, and then get after it for a few hours and go home.
Push each other.
It's always nice to have someone to work out with, especially at your own position, that you guys are working on the same things. So. And then we've just been pushing each other, and it's been working out well.
Just an example of something you might do, I mean, is it just regular weight training, agility? Like, how do you guys?
Yeah, right now it's just the grunt work in there. Next week we'll fire up the running a lot more when the coaches are allowed to get out there and push us doing that. So right now it's just the big boys in there throwing around weights.
We were telling us when you first came in and you were yes sir and no sir and that sort of thing, and now you're very comfortable with the media. But has your career been better than you expected? Do you have any idea it would have a result like this when you first came to Foxborough?
No, I don't know. Some guys probably think they're going to have this long, great career, and I've been very fortunate. No catastrophic injuries. I've been lucky enough to stay with one team this entire time and play for a great head coach, great organization, a lot of great teammates, and it's been a fun ride, and hopefully it lasts a few more years. I don't know. I think I've been truly lucky. Yeah.
If you played a full season on a torn ACL, what would you categorize as a catastrophic injury?
Something you can't play with. No, I think I was lucky that year too, just to have the type of body that could handle it. So it's one of those things where it's I guess I'm lucky in a lot of aspects to have the things that have happened to me happen.
Well, I mean, this is a little premature, but one thing to see every off season is a guy going into the last year of his contract with a reasonably big number, and you know, sometimes the team and the player get together and try to rework things. Mm-hmm. How much is that something that you think about?
Well, not at this time. I got a few more years on mine, but you know, it's just it's part of the game. It's part of the business, and eventually it's going to happen. It happens to everyone pretty much, unless you're a quarterback, I think. So it's just one of those things. If you don't think it's going to happen to you, you're lying to yourself. So eventually it happens. For me, I'm happy with my contract, so I have no squabbles.
Did you talk much about Vince at all this offseason when he was going through this thing?
About him?
Yeah,
or to him?
Just give him any advice or anything like that?
Nah, Vince, he's a grown man. He's been through it before. So, you know, it's a business, and if you don't think it's a business, you're lying to yourself about that. So the team, they want good players, but they don't always want to – they want to make money too. So that's their job. They're just not here to hand out money to everyone. And players want to make what they think they're able to make. So it always comes down to a little bit of a compromise from both ends.
You seem pretty mellow, but what motivates you, what fires you up at this time of year when all it is really is working out, conditioning, what fires you up?
I don't know. I think it's just been part of my life for so long. I know I'm sure when I retire and that spring comes around, I'll be like, it's time to work out, but I won't have to. So hopefully I'll continue so I don't get fat, or fatter, I guess. So, it's just, it's your job. So I'm sure some of you probably didn't want to come down here and have to talk to me and look at me, but you know you have to, so you're here.
It's good for business.
Yeah.
Logan, you mentioned Dan. He's been around working out. Have there been any of the other offensive line guys that have been?
Yeah, since Ryan signed back, he's been in and out. And then we got Volmer's been here working out. A couple of the young guys, Jordan and Chris Barker, they've been in here. So there's a good group of guys in and out right now.
Good to see Sebastian after the right.
Yeah, he looks good right now, too. I don't know his whole update right now, but he looks good, and I know he's working hard, so there's good promise there.
You mentioned the kids. I have to ask you this question. Do they realize every dad isn't on TV on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Sometimes when I have to sign an autograph or something, they're like, Dad, why does he want you to sign that? But, you know, I think the older ones get it now, and the younger ones, I'm not sure they've caught on yet.